ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hello, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com's JLPT Level 4 Last Minute Prep Course.I'm Jessie, and I'm joined here by...
こんにちは、ナオミです。日本語能力試験4級のレッスンへようこそ。
This course is designed for those who are preparing for the JLPT Level 4 test. This course contains 6 lessons and will be published every Monday. Now, Naomi-sensei, what do you think about the number of lessons? Are 6 lessons really enough to prepare for a JLPT Level 4?
Yes and no. It depends on your current level. If you already know all hiragana, katakana,and have already finished our Newbie Nihongo Dojo series and Beginner series season 4, then this 6-lesson course will help you to prepare for JLPT level 4.
I think this course would also be a good review even if you're not taking the JLPT this year. Okay, so Naomi-sensei, what are we studying in this lesson?
今日は文字と語彙のパートです。
So the test is made up of 3 sections. 文字、語彙, which is writing and vocabulary.Chōkai, which is listening, and bunpō, dokkai, which is reading and grammar. And in this lesson, we'll be focusing on moji, goi, the writing vocabulary section.
そうですね。moji, goi は時間が25分、問題が40あります。
The moji, goi, writing vocabulary section has 40 questions and you have 25 minutes to finish them.
4つのタイプの問題があります。問題1、問題2、問題3、それから問題4です。
And there are 4 types of questions. They are called 問題1、問題2、問題3、and 問題4。問題 means question. Now, we're going to go through these 4 types of questions, so we strongly recommend that you read the lesson notes as you listen to this course.
そうですね。JLPT のレッスンはレッスンノートを見た方がわかりやすいと思います。
Right, I think it'll really help you understand more.
うん。それから JLPT は全部日本語のテストなんですね。ローマ字はありませんので気をつけてください。ですから、レッスンノートにもローマ字はありません。
Right, that's a good point. The JLPT tests are entirely in Japanese.So that means that all of the instructions, questions, and answers are written in Japanese.
そうですね。
No romaji is used on the test. And because this course is meant to prepare you for the JLPT, we didn't include any romaji in the lesson notes. Okay, Naomi-sensei, can you please read the instructions for 問題1, question 1?
Sure. 下線の言葉はどう読みますか?
How do you read the underlined word?
1, 2, 3.4から一番いいものを選びなさい。
Choose the best answer from 1 through 4.
下線 means underline. 言葉 is word. どう is how. And 読みます is to read.
Right, so that first sentence again would be, how do you read the underlined word?
Right. どう読みますか? is how do you read it? In 問題1。You have to choose the right reading for 漢字.
Can we hear that second sentence again?
はい。1、2、3、4から一番いいものを選びなさい。
Let's break that down.
1、2、3、4から
From 1, 2, 3, and 4.
一番いい
The best
もの
Thing
を
Object marking particle
選びなさい。
Choose. So, choose the best answer from 1 to 4. Okay, can you also please read the instructions for 問題 2?
下線の言葉はどう書きますか? 1, 2, 3, 4から一番いいものを選びなさい。
So the first part means, how do you write the underlined hiragana in kanji or katakana?
The instructions are almost the same. The only difference is どう書きますか?
Which means, how do you write it? And the rest of the sentence is exactly the same.
そうです。This sentence pattern is pretty useful. どう読みますか?
Is, how do you read it?
どう書きますか?
How do you write it?
So, どう言いますか? Would be,
how do you say it?
How about, どう思いますか?
This means, what do you think? So in 問題に, question 2, it says, どう書きますか? How do you write?So you need to choose the kanji or katakana that corresponds to the given hiragana.
そうですね。For 問題1 and 問題 2, you need to know the kanji and the correct reading for the 7 days of the week, the basic position words, and the 4 cardinal directions.
Right. And the 7 days of the week are 日曜日、月曜日、火曜日、and so on.
Right. The 曜 kanji in 月曜日won't be tested on level 4. Then, the basic position words are 上、下、中、右、左, and so on.
The four cardinal directions we mentioned are 北、南、東, and 西, north, south, east, and west. You'll find the kanji for these words in the lesson notes, so if you're not familiar with these kanji yet, please check the notes.
それから、数字も大切ですよね。And the numbers are also important.
Right. And you can see what all of the number kanji look like in this lesson's kanji close-up. For the JLPT, you don't need to know how to write them, but it's very important that you know how to recognize them. Okay, on to 問題3. In 問題3, you need to fill in the blanks. For example,
毎日コーヒーを
blank 1. 飲みます2. 食べます3.します。4. 来ます。So which verb would you choose to complete that sentence? Can we hear it one more time?
Sure. 毎日コーヒーを。
The correct answer would be
1. 飲みます。So the sentence would be 毎日コーヒーを飲みます。
I drink coffee every day.
問題3 is testing your basic vocab. So we recommend that you review basic adjectives and verbs from newbie and beginner lessons.
On to 問題 4. Naomi-sensei, can you please read the instructions for 問題 4?
はい。The second part is the same, so I'll just read the first part. 河川の文と大体同じ意味の文はどれですか?
Which of the following sentences has the closest meaning to the underlined sentence?
Now, 文 is sentence. 大体 is approximately or about. 同じ means same. 意味 means mean or meaning. So, 大体同じ意味の文 means the sentence that has about the same meaning.
Okay, so why don't we practice a little bit?
はい。
Please listen to the male voice. Then, Naomi-sensei is going to read 4 different sentences. Your job is to choose the sentence which has the closest meaning to the original sentence.
ゆうべ、映画を見ました。
Choice
1. 昨日の夜、映画を見ました。
Choice 2.
今日の朝、映画を見ました。
Choice
3. おとといの晩、映画を見ました。
Choice
4. 二日前、映画を見ました。
Okay, so, what's the correct answer?
Choice 1.昨日の夜、映画を見ました。
I saw a movie last night.
Because both 夕べ and 昨日の夜 mean last night.
That's right. So let's practice a little bit more. Once again, choose the sentence with the same meaning.
果物を食べます。
Choice
1. 肉や魚を食べます。
Choice
2. 寿司や天ぷらを食べます。
Choice 3.
バナナやリンゴを食べます。
Choice 4.
ラーメンやパスタを食べます。
Okay, so the answer is?
Choice 3. バナナやリンゴを食べます。Because 果物 means fruit.
Right, in the original sentence he was saying that he eats fruit.
Right, he said 果物を食べます。
Okay, and that's about all for this lesson. Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
じゃあ、頑張ってくださいね。
Good luck with your studying. See you in the next lesson.